Okay, good morning. We are continuing in our Sha'arim B'Tfilah, Chabura. We are in the middle of Bitzur on page Chav Zayin, Se'if Beis. Page Chav Zayin, the Os Beis in the middle of the page. There should be sheets. There should be around. Yeah. You can pass the sheets. Great. Okay. If you remember, Bitzur was the language of tsar, of pain, of suffering, that Rav Pinkus was describing that part of the Ikar Tefillah. One of the main ways to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu through Tefillah is recognizing our need and our pain and our suffering. But let me ask you a question. Is it easier to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through pain and suffering? Yeah. Or easier to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through thanks of recognizing all the amazingly good we have in our lives?
Pain.
Raise your hand if you say pain. Okay. Yes? Okay. Is it an ideal?
No.
Okay. So it's interesting, right? So meaning on some level, tefillah, in its core, is easier to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a bidyeved. Right, through, we all agree that we shouldn't have painful lives in order to daven. But yet, the Ikar Tefillah comes through pain. So the question is why? The question is, why is that in the human nature at all? So let's take a look at how Rav Pinkus addresses it. Okay, we're in Beis, middle of the page, on Chav Zayin. This is Ubamis. Kvar ha'yayachal ha'adam li'dabek b'baro b'tfilah gam b'lo sh'tei mitoch tsar. Says, wouldn't you think it's possible for a person to also connect to davening? If davening is so important, shouldn't we also be able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu not through pain? Sh'tehilos v'tish b'chos gam hema tfilosein. Right, if you know most of davening is not talking about our pain. Right, o p'suket ezimra, what's p'suket ezimra?
Praising Hashem.
Praising Hashem. Hashem, you're awesome because look at all we have. Right? Part of davening, like the first three brachos, right, is Shevach. The end of Davening Shemoneh Esrei is Hodah of thanks. Yeah, there's a middle part where Hashem, I need more refuah, I need more parnasa, I need more das, whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, most of davening is not about our personal pain. It's about praise and thanks. Aval chilek gadol yesh. Says the Rebbeinu, is a tremendous difference. He says, in order to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu through happiness, through simcha, through thanks, you have to push yourself to really process that and to think about it. It's not as natural. Because you know what we do? We forget all the good that we have. It's right, human nature. Maybe like we're in the moment, and it's very easy. You know, it's much easier for us to complain and fetch and think about all the negative we have in our life instead of recognizing all of the good we have in our life. Right? Think about most people, right? Most interactions, right? I'm sure there are surveys about this and polls. But if you went on Twitter and look on Twitter, right? What percentage of things that are tweeted, right? It's the language, right? Are tweeted on Twitter are fetching and complaints about things versus recognizing thanks and praising how great things are.
Probably a lot bad.
Right? So, right, if you can imagine, that is human nature.
I mean, also, when something good happens, you always think, oh gosh, I just did that, I'm so good at this. And if something bad happens, you're like, why did Hashem do this to me? What did I do to, like...
Right. 100%. Like, meaning, it's easy to focus on the negative. Kedach Sivan says, Pen espa v'kachashati v'amarti mi Hashem. Right, because when a person, it's easy to forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu when things are good. Masha inkein b'tzaras, as opposed to a tzar, as we know, right? There's no atheist in a foxhole, right? That like mean when things are bad, that's when people daven. That's when people are suffering. Meaning, you know, I remember right after 9/11. You guys don't remember this? You weren't born, right? Right after 9/11, right? Yankee Stadium was filled with a prayer service. Have you guys ever knew that? Have you ever seen the videos? It's unbelievable. Yankee Stadium was filled, right, for a prayer service for the country. It was unbelievable, right? We've never had a prayer service filled at Yankee Stadium out of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that He gives us in this world. He says, "Shevateva mikarvos hein es hanefesh l'sharsha gam b'karcho b'shalom ritzano." Because when we're sad and we're feeling pain, it's an automatic connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ode, he says, Bislatos, but tefila ba'os heim biyoser dafka yitzaros. Tefila comes more natural through pain. Why the yichide skula heim asher yuchol hislayev bislavos atzuma mitocha karsatov la'bari bilvad. Only amazingly incredible people, true tzaddikim, connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu so easily through happiness and through thanks. Avalokin says not true when it comes to tzara. We see it. Someone's heart is closed. Right? We've all seen this. People who have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People who have no connection to religion whatsoever. If their son is sick, or Basakaras Chaim, we're in danger. Hari Libo Huma Reroish Vegoish Betfila Baofen Ubitsura Shafil Tzidikim Gidolim Enam Zochemekach. That people achieve this incredible connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I remember years ago I was at the Kotel. We went on vacation a few years ago. Like when I went and we stopped by the Kotel and we got a tour, you know, of the Ishar Torah and the roof and a lot of those things up there. Have you ever done that? So I remember one of the rabbis Ishar Torah gives a tour. He said that just like a week before we were there, he gave a tour to Henry Cavill, you know, the guy who plays Superman, right? So he was there. He came to the Kotel. So I never forget this. So I said, oh yeah. I'm like, well, what was it like for him? So he said, I'll tell you. He said it was fascinating. He said he has like a personal assistant. He gave his personal assistant his phone. And he says, I'm not to be disturbed for the next 2 hours. He says, Henry Cavill, well, again, he looked like an actor, right? He said he went to the Kotel, and he says, and then right before there, as they're walking down, they stopped. There's this room in Ishar Torah called like the note room. I don't know if you've ever seen it. So the guy, the Rebbe, described to Henry Cavill all the things he's supposed to do and to pour out his soul, to think about all the challenges he's had in life, all the thanks he has to give to God. And he said, Henry Cavill sat there and wrote for like an hour, was pouring, streaming tears down his face for like an hour. He said and then he went to the Kotel. We talked to him, he put on one of those paper yarmulkes, right? And he went and he davened in like an hour at the Kotel. What was he davening? I have no idea. But meaning the idea is that he said once he was able to like start the process of thinking about the things in his life and, you know, some of the challenges he's had in his own life, like, I don't know what they are, but he said like, it was just an amazing, like it poured out of him. So again, most people are capable of that when we think about challenges and stresses in life. Right? Masha Inkain, when it thinks about, it says, Cesar Pincus, when things which are amazingly, you know, good for us, which is finished up, he says, Ubitsurish, I feel, does Imlo, turn the page, Imlo be'es, Ras and Gadol, the Amru Chazal, this will end with this unbelievable Chazal, there's an amazing Gemara in Yevamos and Dav Samach Dawud, says the Gemara, we're on top of Chavches, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Yifnei Ma Hayu Avosenu Akurim, why were all the Avos, we know that all of our Avos and Imahos were unable to have children. Why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the Avos and Imahos? Right, they could die, right? We know. Hashem wants the tefillos of tzaddikim. So, chevra, why? These are the avos. Why do they need that inspiration? Avram needs that kick, and you know, to be able to go into daven because to be an akor. Why? He says, "V'hine hari pasha shekol gali hayam ke'efes kashiv elor rageshes alev v'tefillos haodasha yeshofich Avram avinu ilu hayatzad Yitzchak no lad mina tefillos." Imagine the simcha. Imagine the happiness that Avraham Avinu would have helped and expressed had he had Yitzchak right away. Right? Imagine, it's Avraham Avinu. Imagine the kiddush that he would have thrown that had Yitzchak been born right away. Why did he have to wait? He says, we see from here an amazing yisod. The fact that Avraham Avinu, who was unbelievable, and he was so connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that if his tefillah was so much more powerful because of he needed to wait and have the experience that tzara, imagine us. So it's important to think about this, and you know, when we come to davening every day, there's so much tzara in the world, and we also have so much to be thankful for in the world. So it's important to tap into the tzara, and then to likewise think about all the good we have in our lives. But always, always, always to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu ve'is tzara, both in terms of formal tefillah as well as informal tefillah. Like, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Chabura, that whenever you feel the need to rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu, always, always dive into Him and recognize all that He does for us in this world. Okay, Chabura, have a good day. We'll stop here.
Thank you.